Hello, podcast listeners. You are now listening to the Lifebook VIP podcast. I'm your host, Jordan River, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. It is Life Vision Month here in December, and I have a very special guest, my mother, my employer, CEO of Lifebook.
That's debatable.
Co-founder of Lifebook, yeah. Missy yeah. Butcher. Thanks for coming in the studio.
Oh, thanks, Joe. It's really great to do this. This is my first one, so I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited. It's going to be good.
No, it's all good. And okay. You're perfect for Life Vision because you guys, as you've been telling the community, you've been very open with the community when it comes to your massive Life Vision shift that has happened in the past 6, 10 months, something like that.
Yeah. Started about 2 years ago. It's been really heating up six to 8 months. Yeah, for sure.
Tell me and the listeners a little bit about that shift when it comes to the vision of your near future. What are you transitioning away from? What are you heading towards?
That's a really good question. Well, the real big thing is what we're going towards. We know what we want, and we've been working on this life vision for like a long time. You know, we've been talking about this one specifically since we bought the land in Hawaii that we own on the island of Molokai, which is really what is calling us now.
When did you get that Molokai property?
We bought that Molokai property in, let's see, Jay would have been
2003, 14 years ago.
2003.
Dang. So now you're finally making it come to fruition.
Yeah. Yes, we are. Exactly.
And that's been hard for you to like break that
cycle.
It's been
cycle. Really hard. Yeah. We've been living in this structure, this home that John built for us. We moved in 1996. We've been living here for 21 years as of today. Wow. And so there's a lot of patterning and habits and just rituals that we've created that this home is set up to do. That's how we created this home to support our lifestyle. But our lifestyle is getting ready to change. So this house, we need to just leave this house and let it become what it wants to be now, which is super awesome because now we're going to turn this into a healing center, this beautiful sanctuary for people to come and rest.
Yeah, that's hard too, though, because you got to let go of it on such a personal level.
Yes. There's many layers to this one. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it hard to make this drastic change from this path that you've been on for decades? You've been pushing it hard. What kind of feelings arise when you have to deal with that?
Well, the hardest thing that we've had to face, I think, in the past, like, really 8 months, we really got serious that we're moving out and we're going to move to Molokai. And it was really just the resistance that our bodies had to our normal habits and behaviors in this house as to how we conduct our days. What do we do every day? How do we, you know, work out our morning rituals? All that stuff is all built in.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is still valid, but we're working toward making our businesses more automated so that we can step back into our life because John and I, the whole Lifebook world was created, or it came through us, however you want to say it, was when we were really living our life and doing what we felt we needed to do to really be on this earth.
Right.
Like, what's our soul mission? What are we supposed to be doing? And we've really come back in real deep touch with that, and we want to just step back into that. So really, putting all of our businesses in a place where they are cared for and they're nourishing and we are nourishing them, but we don't have to be in the operations of the day to day. So, because we're not great at that anyway, Joe.
Right.
We're better at creating.
What changes need to take place in order for you to make this huge shift? Mind state changes, physical changes, like you said, business and finance. What were the major revelations that you had when it comes to things that you have to change completely?
So again, I'll go back to habits because truly that is where that's the last little thing to go.
Yeah.
And having very specific habits in your life that you do, that you live for many, many, many years, they're ingrained. And it's hard to change those old ones that have been there for a long time, especially if you're living in the same environment.
Totally.
That's really difficult.
Yeah. That's when habits really get deeply instilled. And,
and
for you, a lot of these habits would you consider like a lot of overwork or?
Well, we have a set of really good ones and all of them have served us. They all served us up until now, until it's time to change.
Totally.
So there's ones that just no longer are of service to our lifestyle. So those are the ones we need to let go of. And a lot of it is like really structured meetings and things like that. It's really just getting out of the operations of our businesses because we've got them to a point where they're soaring on their own, and that's such a blessing to be there. It's so awesome. And So now we get to go back in and say, okay, no, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know? And sometimes it's as easy as literally saying, okay, well, these were the work hours. Well, instead of getting on my computer or having calls or being in meetings, I'm going to be purging and sorting and looking right. at all my objects and saying, does this bring me joy?
Yeah, totally.
I just read that amazing book called The Magic of Tidying Up or something like that.
Hmm.
It's amazing. Anyway.
So do you just jump in and then suffer the consequences later? Is that kind of what you're describing?
No.
As in, I'm just going to take this time and skip the meeting and...
No. You have to do prep work for sure.
Okay.
You have to phase yourself out. You have to say, well, the way I did it with one of our businesses this year is I said, I'm going to take a sabbatical in this month or whatever. And then...
They can learn to do stuff without you?
Yeah. And like literally about third week, I was like, man, this is like totally rocking without me.
Yeah.
So now I don't have to be on those daily calls once a week. You know, we get it. So
that was probably hard to...
It was. Yeah. It was. But it was also, it was just, it's time.
Yeah.
It's time for us to really change our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're moving away out of operational and things like that in our businesses and more back into our life and just creating more.
Right.
We're making more products for Lifebook this year. We're so excited about. There's like 2-3 new big ones coming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where John and I want to be. We want to be creating new stuff, and we want to really spend a lot of time in the community and building our home. We want to build our home by ourselves and make it ourselves and work the land in Molokai and do amazing Lifebook travel and do big shit to help the world.
All the fun stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
What's been the biggest hurdle when it comes to this huge house move and stepping into this new life?
Well, we have a really busy life, and a lot of that was being in the operations, but that's not all of our busyness. We have a bunch of companies and we've got a busy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So the hardest thing for me is to stay focused on we're moving out of this house, because between now and like the end of the year, I want to be out of this house so that we can start our new life next year. And we have such a busy life that it's hard for me to...
Not get sidetracked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like if someone's here, we have guests or something's happening, or we have an event at the house, which we do quite often.
Mm-hmm.
So really that's been my challenge, is to say, okay, then I've got to look at it. I look at my calendar. I'm like, I've got these 2 weeks. Nothing's happening. No one's going to be here. We're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Bam. I'm going to blitz it. And then we have, have an event. So that's been my struggle, but I kind of feel like I'm getting a good system in place.
Yeah. Some more momentum.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I think it's important to dive right in. Like you said, the blitz.
Yeah.
If you can push when you feel you have the bandwidth.
Yeah.
If you can push as hard as you can during
for
that
sure.
time.
For sure.
You know, to optimize that, like you said, that's some good momentum. That's a good system to put in.
And once you start, you got to finish it.
You can't.
You just got to. You know, you might have to take a break for a day or two or something, but you have to finish it. And what I noticed, Joe, doing that, jumping in and starting, the energy that I released literally from moving the old out was unbelievable. And that gave me so much momentum, right? And just really got, and it changed the energy of this house. So now I'm like really listening to what it wants to be. And it's looking like it's going to turn into something really beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Super excited.
And I think environment's a big part of that. When you start clearing off the shelves and then
100%.
The next day you come down and all the shelves are cleared and it's just, it makes it more real. You're one step, closer to that reality.
Yeah. For sure. For sure. I think one of the things that really needs to happen is a mind shift, a mindset shift, because that helps you get underneath a habit, an old habit.
Mm-hmm.
If you can say, okay, I'm not going to just do this habit. I'm going to become conscious that I'm doing the habit and stop and then observe what is making me do the habit. What do I really want to do? Just be present in the moment. So one thing that's really helped me and John both is listening to Dr. Joe Dispenza, brilliant man. His meditations are amazing. He's got a morning one and an evening. He's got a bunch of them, but we started listening to these two that our dear friends Pat and Laurie Gintempo gave us.
Yeah, perfect for Life Vision Month, because it's about stepping into your future.
Yeah, and he really teaches people how to let go of the patterning of the past, the memories of your past, of who you were, and stop obsessing about the future and having all those crazy scenarios and figuring out what's happening. Just be now.
Mm-hmm.
Be now. Be present in the moment. That's what everybody talks about. It's so hard to really do that because it's super simple. It's a really simple thing to do. You just have to close everything down, make it quiet. It's a hard thing to do. And it takes years to master it.
Yeah, his programs are awesome. Maybe we can put a link below this episode or something. But Joe Dispenza, he's legit. He's got some great guided meditations.
Amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. What do you tell yourself when it seems like your vision isn't going forward? It's not coming to fruition. What do you say to yourself to keep you on the path? How do you console yourself when the times are at their hardest?
Those kind of two questions. One thing, I'll answer them in two questions. One question might be, what happens if my life vision isn't going, I'm not going where I want to go in my life vision?
According to plan,
yeah. Gotcha. I usually ask the question, is this what I really want? It doesn't seem to be working smoothly. And so there's something amiss.
Right.
Whether it's something inside of me or there's something that's energetically not, matched up with what I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always look inside first because that's really the only thing you can control is what is inside of you, inside your skin.
So is there some insecurity that's holding me back or something like that?
Or do I have a fear? Is there something? And then when I find those sticky, dark corners, you got to go there.
Yeah.
That's where I go.
Yeah.
Every time.
Sure.
Okay. Sometimes I got to get prepared if it's going to be a deep dark hole. Mm-hmm. Although most of those are gone now.
Yeah.
But because it's a lifetime to get rid of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I just go straight where wherever fear comes up and go down the road and say, okay, well, what if that were to happen?
Yeah.
Well, then probably this would happen or maybe another opportunity would. Mm-hmm. Anyway, once you get down the road of fear a little bit, literally, indulge your fear. Okay. So something happened, whatever it was, the horrible thing that you were afraid of.
Which never happens.
Never happens.
The consequences probably aren't that bad.
That's right. That's it. So you get back there and usually the answer to your fear, the thing that will solve your fear is just right behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Right there.
Totally.
Yeah.
The
second part of your question was, how do I console myself if I'm down or if I'm having... if it's just a shitty day.
Demoralizing.
Yeah, crappy day. Yeah. That's hard. That's hard for everybody, no matter what. But I always just am grateful. I always turn it and say, okay, I'm done feeling this way. I get it. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Now I'm just going to walk around my house and thank everyone and everything for being here.
Right.
You know what I mean? And be really, really grateful. It goes away like that.
Yeah. And I know it's been said on the podcast before, but... it's impossible to hold your headspace in those two areas at the same time.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
If you're truly sitting in a bath of gratitude.
There's nothing else you can think about.
There's nothing. It's a sensation and you're spiritually connected up to source, I think, in that moment. Mm-hmm. So that's what I always do. I try to do. It's hard. I only do it the moment I become conscious that that's what I'm doing.
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
when you do it.
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
When do you know that a change needs to happen though? A lot of the times, things aren't going the way you want them to, and maybe there's some insecurities, but how do you know that there's time to actually change the plan?
Well, that's really hard too. Mm-hmm. That's another really hard. These are really good questions.
Well, I mean, I think you use a lot of intuition, and I think you're just kind of blessed with that.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you impart that onto the listeners.
Everybody has that, Joe.
Yeah.
Everybody has that little voice. Well, there's
yours is louder. Yours is louder than mine.
Well, you know what? If you meditate and you stay clean and a clear head, a clear mind, and do good shit, do good things in the world, and serve other people, love everybody that you can. Yeah. I mean, that keeps you in a good, and be grateful every day. Mm-hmm. And then you're an open conduit to let the divine in.
Remain open.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And that's a lifelong, that's a daily job, man. That is our job as humans is to walk divinely on this earthly plane.
Totally.
So.
But I think a lot of people struggle with life vision because you're like me. We're rarely in need of a guided path. We usually know what we want to do next and work towards.
Right.
Even if the plans change or it doesn't work out or whatever, we're never misguided. We're never pathless.
No.
What would you say to someone who is? Someone who doesn't have that intuition and kind of doesn't know where to go.
Yeah, I would say to start with meditation, spending time in nature, taking walks, literally just going to your nature preserve in your in your community, if you live in a place like the Midwest has them everywhere. Mm-hmm. And take a walk by yourself and literally don't check your phone or listen to music. Just walk and observe nature, anything like that. And the being in the present moment, that's what being in the present moment is mm-hmm. meditating and just being the observer of life, not interacting in any way with things outside your body or even inside with self-talk. But meditation is like meditation, yoga, time in nature, exercise. Those things right there will get you unstuck no matter what. And we always say at Lifebook, a breakthrough in one category is a breakthrough everywhere.
Totally. So. Love it. Well, before we wrap it up here, what would you say to someone who's considering making a big change in their life, but there are worries that they won't be able to pull it off or that they're going to get derailed? Mm-hmm. What would you say to someone who's struggling with that?
Well, I would say the really good thing to do, this is what John and I do a lot. I do this a lot, actually, is I will literally go down the road in my imagination of this perceived idea that I have, this new life or this, it could be with anything, but especially if you're thinking about changing your life. We've been doing this about Molokai for like a while, and it's unbelievable. You meditate again, meditation, mm-hmm. and visualize yourself doing those things you want to do, starting that business you want to start, taking that new job, moving the family, whatever mm-hmm. it is, and like really kind of journal about it and write down what you see, what could happen, what are the bad things. You could even mm-hmm. make a list of pros and cons. I mean, but truly, it's best to stay in the positive. It always is. It's always best to say, this is what I see, this is what I want. And know that there will always be things that get in the way. There will always be obstacles. That's the nature of life. We got to just get used to that. That's the way it goes, right? So there will always be those, and just expect them. But just make sure you're really happy with the vision that you're thinking about. Does it feel good on once you think about it? And you can use those Dispenza meditations for specifically that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all the time we have. Thank you so much, Missy, for coming in and talking to the listeners.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Jordan.
All right.
I loved it.
All you Lifebook listeners out there, I'll see you next time on the Lifebook VIP podcast.
Bye, everybody.